In a small village by the Shimmering Sea, there was a legend about a hidden treasure buried deep in Sunstone Cove. The treasure was said to be guarded by a rather grumpy crab named Captain Pinch, who had a penchant for snapping at anyone who dared to approach his sandy home. One sunny morning, a group of adventurous friends, Milo, Tessa, and Pedro, decided it was time to seek out the treasure and see if the stories were true. With maps printed from a questionable website, the trio set off towards Sunstone Cove, equipped with a magnifying glass, a metal detector, and a bag full of peanut butter sandwiches. "What if Captain Pinch is a giant crab?" Tessa wondered aloud, her eyes wide with excitement. "Or a tiny crab with an enormous hat?" Milo proposed, equally thrilled. Pedro, munching on a sandwich, couldn't help but chuckle at the thought of a crab wearing a hat. "Whatever it is," he said, "I'm not sharing my lunch with it." As they strolled along the sun-kissed beach, the friends stumbled upon an old, weathered sign that read, "Beware of the snapping crustacean." Just then, a shadow loomed over them. Captain Pinch emerged, his claws as big as shoeboxes. "Why are you here, puny land dwellers?" he barked, causing Tessa to stumble backward. Milo bravely stepped forward and explained their quest for the treasure. "We come in peace," he said. The crab tilted his head, intrigued but still suspicious. "Complete my challenge, and I may let you pass." The challenge turned out to be a riddle. "I have keys but open no locks. I have space but no room. I have a face but no eyes. What am I?" After much head scratching and a few silly guesses involving pizza and jelly donuts, Pedro shouted, "A computer." Captain Pinch's eyes widened in surprise, and he burst into laughter. "Correct. I didn't think anyone would get that." His laughter echoed like crashing waves, and the tension melted away as they all joined in, chuckling together. With the crab's challenge complete, Captain Pinch surprisingly offered to guide them to the treasure. As they trooped along, they learned that the crab was simply lonely and had been waiting for someone to share a laugh with. They chatted and shared peanut butter sandwiches, and the crab couldn't resist taking a bite. After all, he had a reputation to uphold. Finally, they arrived at a beautiful cove adorned with sparkling stones, where the treasure lay hidden beneath a large rock. With a little teamwork and a lot of giggles, they shifted the rock to reveal a chest filled with the shiniest gold coins and jewels the friends had ever seen. Instead of taking the treasure for themselves, they decided to use it to build a playground in their village, so everyone could enjoy the joy they found together. Captain Pinch, now part of the gang, promised to be the playground's official guardian, ensuring fun with a sprinkle of his crabby humor. In the end, the friends learned an important lesson about friendship and sharing. They didn't just discover treasure, they forged a bond with a grumpy crab. Every now and then, Captain Pinch would come out to tell the tale of the day he found friends in the most unexpected of places, proving that true treasures are often the friendships and laughter we find along the journey.